This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Random Order Show, episode 144.
I'm in the building, man. It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. I'm in it, dang, amen. B-Babe Trey in the building as well, amen.
I'm missing the truth, man, but I don't look into it too much.
All day, man. It is what it is, man.
Big shout out to Sebastian in here, amen.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, y'all.
You know what time it is, man.
Very awesome episode on our hands, I gotta say, people. We talked about all the heavy things in life.
Cats.
Suit shorts.
Getting absolutely blasted with tests.
Putting your animal down.
Eagle eyeballs.
Our mouse infestation of 2005.
And of course, man. Very disrespectful murals.
Y'all know what you need to do, man. Jump up in the comments, man. Do all them good things, man. Make that algorithm happy and shit, man. Make that shit do a backflip. Amen, man. Jump on over there. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Drop them wholesome reviews. 5 stars. Ain't getting nothing less.
Yo.
I don't have an evil laugh, man.
That one's kind of good.
Yeah, man. If I'm doing some dark shit, I'm not laughing about it.
Hold on, man.
Hmm? Now my boxers was.
I can't start like that.
The boxers is adjusted.
Man, you know what time it is, man. Another wholesome, wholesome time, man. We're out here hanging out, man. You know what it is, man. We're shooting this back in time, man. So y'all locking in with us today?
Yeah.
We're actually in Hurston.
Mike Jones.
Yeah.
We're in full wedding mode, man. Suit mode, suited up. At this point in time, we already went to get fitted. Got the suits. Haven't done that yet, as of seeing this.
Yeah. The me right now has not done it, but
little Asian lady standing around you with a little tape around your waist.
Measuring me up.
Being surprised at every dimension.
Measurement. Oh my god.
I've known you for 3 years now. Stop.
Yeah, I gotta say though, man, when a suit fits you nice. I get where people wear suits and shit. I couldn't be working in a suit though.
Yeah, no.
Like on some every day.
I don't think
this
so.
Is my life. Wake up, put the suit on.
If
as the day goes by, you like lower the tie a little bit and shit.
That's kind of sick, so I'm not gonna lie.
It's pretty fresh though.
Working like fuck. These motherfuckers.
You know? So that'd be kind of wavy, but yeah, man, I'm gonna have a suit on for sure.
Word.
What's up, man?
You thinking Bart Simpson shorts
as of recording this?
Yeah. Still am.
I don't know if I'm gonna go through suit shorts.
Don't do that.
Yeah, why not?
Don't do that.
It sounds like universally bad, unpopular idea, no matter who you ask, the ladies, the fellas.
I don't get it. Why is everyone just saying no? Don't do that without even like.
Yeah, they didn't ask for the
without even asking
color
for the
palette.
Viz. Yeah, the viz.
Like, how you freaking them?
Yeah.
Any new leg tats coming up?
Yo,
sell me on
Phoenix tattoo.
Yeah. I was thinking, man, like, okay, so all black. It's an all black wedding, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to be in Houston. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be hot in all black suit. But what if I, like, go with the suit shorts? My legs are going to breathe. My body's going to breathe. So I started asking the question around suit short. Everyone's saying, no. I'm thinking, bro, all black tux, you know what I'm saying, with the suit shorts. Legs freshly oiled, shaved, like we talked about, boys. Shaved.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting a new leg tattoo, but I didn't end up getting it. I was going to get it's like an angel.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Okay. No, not an angel.
What, I said another
I have
one?
An angel, yeah. Oh. No, it's not
I mean,
an
you
angel,
can
sorry.
If you want. You can get multiple.
Nah, because this cat was going to do the original angel, but he didn't. It's like a swallow.
Oh, like them birds.
Yeah. A little bird.
Yeah.
Orlando
Inc.
No, it's Toronto's. It's Toronto guy. I just wanted to get something from him, and then he had availabilities while I was there whenever I was there.
So he didn't go.
They'd be booked out 3 months. Yeah. 3 months out. Right?
That's the thing. He's trying to book me like 5 months. I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna know if I want that.
I don't know where I am either. Where am I gonna be?
I don't know. It's too far, man. I have a problem even trying to chill with my friends 5 months from now. I'm like, bro, people saying, yo, let's go do something in August. I'm like,
that's not realistic though.
Can't do anything in August yet.
Well, what do you like?
I feel you on that.
What count? Okay,
unless like a trip.
And I'm saying like a deal could come at you like, hey, sure, we're gonna need you 6 months. Yep. You're gonna be
Solid. Oh.
But that song was like, hey, man, I got this thing coming up 6 months.
This is a thing that I've had to learn about myself. I can't, like, plan for things because I lose interest. And for some reason, I just don't want to do it. I start overthinking, like, fuck, man, I got to go get on a plane or I got to go get my car and I got to go here. And then that's like a whole day situation where it's just like,
get my car and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, if you ask me right now, do you want to go? It's like, yeah, then I'm already walking to my car. But you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just more, I'm thinking more far traveling and shit. You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, getting to your car is nothing. But if you say, yo, let's go to the movies next week or 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be like, that 2 weeks
is that too far?
Like, yeah, that's far, man. Because that's part of the day, man.
Oh, that's too soon. My nigga's he's a fickle one, y'all.
Damn. I fall through, but you got to feel it. You don't know what my Friday's going to be like 2 weeks from now.
That's a fact, but
you know what I mean?
I do believe you got to like make it. Like, yo, this is the fuck. I said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta, follow up.
We got to do it.
Huh?
Follow up. It's on them.
Like if
see if I'm still available.
Yeah. If I say, yo, let's go hang out Friday. And it's now Monday coming up. Yo, you still good for Friday? I'll let you know because now week I'm gonna know what's going on.
Nah, I'm a lock in type of niggas.
Nah, man, nothing solid, man.
Like that kind of like irks me sometimes.
But that's life.
What? Like when we lock in the date, and then like maybe like Wednesday, Thursday, if I haven't said anything, we locked in.
Still good, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Don't come. Hey, we good. I hate that, man. Nah, I don't hate it, but it's just like I always have to take a deep breath when I get that text and just remember like everyone's not like me. Yeah. Everyone's not the same. So I just, you know, yes. But it's like, if I never came to you and said, hey, I can't do this or do this, then what we locked in is what's locked in.
I feel it. I do, yeah.
I think meet me there.
Check on niggas sometimes. I do like when I'm like, shit, I agreed and something really is like, or I'm really not feeling it or whatever. And then they ask me and give me the opportunity.
Right.
Hey, we still good for this day?
Yeah.
Since you asked, nigga. Actually.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't gonna tell you. Yeah.
My thing too is just like, nothing in life is really set. Nothing in life is really planned. So like, there's no big deal if we cancel.
But let me ask you this though.
Mm-hmm.
Something, as you know, we do have the technology to remove tattoos, but I think a lot of tattoos for most people that's a permanent thing, right? Mm-hmm. So something is like permanent is that you feel like you can't lock in a feature date, because I feel like for me, especially if it's an artist you want,
mm-hmm.
like my first tat, I definitely booked that like 3 months in advance.
Yeah,
damn.
And that date never changed for me.
Can you change the art on the way? Like, hey man, my new design.
Ooh. Yeah, you can. Yeah, it might change the price and shit, but yeah, you can. Because normally, like when you get there, like that's when they make the design pretty much. Yeah. They make the stencil, they put the other type shit.
They kind of schedule it, say, what are you doing? First hour is like you just talking about it. But where I do agree is like, yeah, but I know generally I wanted another leg tattoo.
Right.
So it's just about like, who am I going to go to first? Because I have artists that I follow and be like, all right. But I'd rather do a spontaneous thing. So at that point, it's like...
Yeah, and...
That's how you get a tattoo of a heart on your butt, nigga. Spontaneous tattoo.
No.
You got to plan. I'm going to plan my shit.
I'll plan it, but... When it actually happens, I'm not gonna plan where I'm gonna go.
And you know, I feel like the third, fourth, fifth tag, you definitely don't treat the same as the first one.
Like
after you get a tag, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You ever just be hanging with someone, like a little group of people, and someone gets inspired? Do you guys wanna just get it?
I'm like, almost.
Yeah. I've had it said, and everyone's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not a part of this.
That place
I'm
closed.
Not feeling what y'all feeling, like, man.
Yes. I'm not with that still. Like, I'm not.
Tattoo parties and shit?
Yeah, nah.
Nah,
but I you know what? Recently, my tattoo artist that I have now, he has like flash sales, and I was like, yeah, there's some stuff that he kind of flashes that I would get.
That you'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that? What do you mean? He shows the designs that he's
going
to
he'll like draw like little things that like, I'll tat this for $50. Mm-hmm. Something that he pre-draws. You don't get to change it. Like you just say yes or no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would get that, even though it means nothing to me.
Yeah,
but it looks
I feel
cool.
Yeah. I need some sort of control.
I would say if we're like, let's say we're at an event and we're in. I don't know, because it has to be a place I trust to get a tattoo as well. Well, whatever. We're at an event and there's a tattoo parlor open, or someone booked the artist to do flash sales at this event.
Oh, cool.
That happened before.
Yeah, tattoo parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, I'll do it.
So is everything free or is like a discounted?
You
definitely can't get detailed.
Or do
like, you know, when they give haircuts at parties, like, man, we gotta, I can't be doing all them designs, brother.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, I feel that. Okay.
Or maybe Venmo him, like, because even at for the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They had manicures going on. They had, I think, a situation with hair. Everything is paid for, but you can just tip them.
Cool.
Type of shit, but.
Cool.
I wonder if tattoo artists ever come to a designer like, yo, I can't draw that for you, brother. Yeah. I can't do that.
This is the thing, though. Like, I think tattooing is a lot more tracing than it is even, like, drawing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just...
They'd be hopping on Google and just...
For sure, offer up. Yeah.
Just cat.
Put it in this... I don't know what the program is. A program they have on their iPad. Pretty sick. And just literally makes it into a stencil. And then the technique is learning, like, how to translate the stencil to, like...
Outline
and yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, but it's not really... They're not, like... Know how to, I think there's probably some tattoo artists that can't draw. But
that's when you get... That's when probably you get, prerequisite. You know, when they wipe the tattoo and all the ink and then you see your line's eyes looking backwards.
That's just googly eye lines. This is not looking like a powerful line I had in mind.
No, what is the infatuation with getting a line tatted?
People just want to channel their inner beast.
Oh, man.
Hey, no knock, no knock.
No, yeah, that's what's sad. That's what line tattoos, man. It's all love and shit. It's a good symbol of strength and fucking the bank and shit. Yeah. RBC Royal Bank.
To me, I think there are just some tats where it's like, this is so done at this point. Why do you still want a rose, even though you know like 7 people with roses? Like, why does that still entice you?
Like, so I respect. I think it has to be for you. Like, even if, I think it has to be for you. Like, it's like, I feel like it can't be like everyone has it. I can't get it. Is this tattoo has, like, it should be like
no matter what. So you're saying
to me at least, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
I agree. Okay,
if I really fucking like that design and I want it, I'm gonna be living with this shit.
Yeah,
mostly in it, most of the shit.
Yeah,
I feel like it'd have to be for me.
My shit is like, I always put on pants, man.
I was throwing the old trousers and shit.
I can always put on some
unless
pants.
You get fucking Adam's apple tattoo.
I did want a head tattoo. I think at some point in my life, depending on where my 40s go, I'll shave my head bald, get a tattoo, and rock out like that.
Yeah.
But I gotta be living in Greece.
All day.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
There's only places certain things make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the most part, I hate the sound still.
You getting any tattoos, Jermaine?
If it, you know what I mean? If inspiration hits me and shit. It's always hard. It's always hard. But I feel like it's hard to just lay the first one down.
Yeah, for sure.
No matter what you put, where you put this one single tattoo, it's gonna look weird. It's gonna look naked. One. Like, you just gotta fucking... Yep. Dog on your arm. I feel like I should come as a unit, nigga. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna hit this one. 5 tattoo artists just fucking paint me up.
Yeah, literally for the same reason, though. I don't even know if I'd tap my, like, I wouldn't know where to start on my arms because it's like, once you start, I feel like you just gotta go now.
Yeah, that's what's
sleeve mode, right?
Mode. Like, I can't, my legs, I'm like, all right, I can still hide this. Mm-hmm. Your arms is like, look, I'm here.
Where are like the real, like, old tattoo bodies and shit, like old people that just like, cause you know, like, they got the old tat. I feel like they ain't used to tat, or they don't tat like they used to. Like, it was more simple back then. You see old people with just a couple, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what is it?
Blurry old pieces.
Is it tattoos
like
are sick,
old
man.
It's like a certain thing for it, right? Like old fashioned or classic or something.
No, he's just saying like an old cat with
now
some
I want to see, like, you know what I mean, a new old cat with some,
oh yeah,
newer old tattoos, if you will.
Newer old tattoos. That still looks sick, man.
It depends on how wrinkly you get. Shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard, motherfucker.
Nah, you're still sick, man. You're still tough.
Oh, that's hard.
It's a story, you know? Like, what were you doing when you got these tats? I mean, oh, dog, I remember. So I was like, I don't know, what?
10? Right.
I'll just be, like, very cautious. To, like, I don't want to stretch my tattoos out and shit.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
put on hella weight and shit. Well, this was Barack Obama, nigga. Start off as a worm.
Earthworm Jim. But yeah, I don't know, man.
Ooh, I like that.
That's pretty sick. So, I think in general, just a tattoo really has to be for you, still, man. Cause
yeah, but also I think, I'm not gonna say that because I don't want nobody to go get a tattoo they don't care about. Like, you do want to think about it, but you can't. You get over it, man.
You can also.
I feel that shit too. I literally think once you get past the first three,
yeah, you just
it's like, I just
You're not looking at it as much. You're not like, you know.
I'd just give it back if you just like boom naked mode. I give it back.
Not yet. I haven't hit that point yet. Nah, I like my shit so far.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a way to start a conversation too.
You know it is, yo. I was hooping one time. I guess nigga saw my leg, got excited.
So it's like, cool. You watch anime?
Yeah, now we talk. Just have a little conversation there. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But yeah, I want to get some more. I want to start my arms, man. I really want to, like, I think I want to just go. Get blasted.
Really? Blasted in.
Yeah, like when I was in high school, like I wanted to get blasted.
Was Khalifa
like,
blasted?
Was Khalifa blasted. Yeah. And then like it went away and I was like, cool, I'm happy I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But then it came back.
You want to get blasted again?
That feeling came back. That's yeah.
I'd have to get blasted first. Yeah. Can you like, you can't drink, right?
You can't.
That make
you
your blood thin?
It makes you bleed more, yeah. So you no, can't really job. Drink. I don't, I haven't done any of that.
Yeah. I feel like weed might make it more fucking painful.
Yeah, I don't think I've got, I think I've been completely sober. Yeah, I've never done drugs or anything.
Honestly,
yeah.
man, honestly, I think that's what it is. I think I'm only going to get tattoos where I know I can eat it. Like, you're not gonna see me, yeah, you're not going to see me with a tattoo where I'm like, I don't know about this one. So.
But then again, some of them, is when you start, you got to finish.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So, all my tattoos are very small. So it's
true,
like,
so it's, yeah, I can finish. Yeah.
I told you, you're a different type of guy to sit there with that fucking, that was like 8, you said?
On the leg?
Yeah, honestly, all my pieces are pretty big.
Ryan, too. Ryan was like 8 on his knee.
Yeah. Ryan, like, oh, yeah, we took a break. I went to the convenience store. Like it was a day store.
Your neck, your leg definitely numbs up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can just eat it.
Say so eat it. Mm-hmm.
For sure, you got some ink on your bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's no meat in between your flesh and the bone, your shin.
Yeah.
Just
rubbing it in and shit.
Yeah, I'd also get my hands blasted still, but then.
I would, man. I don't know what I would get, though, but.
I don't know.
Some, you know?
Some behind the ear tats. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Behind the ear? Who's that for?
I get it like behind the ear tat and then buzz cuts.
Man, I used to really fuck with the fucking lipstick.
Braid up Iris and shit? Yeah, I remember the Soulja Boy.
Yeah, I don't like it no more. The lips, you get the lipstick. The lips tat on your neck.
Oh, like the neck kisses?
Yeah. Oh, I used to really like that shit when I was in high school. But
I thought you had one for real.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I never did it though.
Nah, I knew some cats that remember Soulja Boy. Literally, we had a guy that went to school with us, and he looked like
we're literally talking about him today.
Really?
Yeah, me and Julian.
He snatched up Julian's cat.
Tried to cat. Yeah, he's telling me that story. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh,
yeah. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's also, I don't even know if I told this story. I'll run back real quick, but on our block, there's a lost cat. Well, I thought it was a lost cat. And one night when we're coming back from the grocery store, we hear this cat kind of meowing or whatever. So I'm like, all right, where's this cat at? We find the cat's on their car. It's running away, but it's in the parking lot. And I'm kind of afraid, you know, easy to get hit. There's also this Florida man, gators and shit like that. So, it's, you know, I want this cat to get home.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of the night. So I'm like, yeah, not middle, but it's dark. It's like 10. I'm not trying to chase the cat, get it shook.
Cat'll do it to you too, man. Fuck around, find out about that shit.
But it was screaming like it was, you know, scared. So I'm just like, all right, man, you know, trying to show some comfort. So let's just say that was a Friday. Monday, I'm walking the dog in, and I hear something kind of meowing. What the hell is this?
Probably cat.
It was the same cat. So I find out his name is Reggie, so I'm calling Reggie. So
Reggie
in the bush.
Little Ridge.
Nice.
And I'm like, Reggie, now it's the morning time. So I'm like, all right, you know, you can see me. So I put my hand on. I'm like, Reggie, come here. Brooklyn's there too. So they're getting familiar. Falls on its like stomach. I'm like petting it and shit. It's just there. I'm like, yo, are you an outside cat? And this is my second time seeing you. So I'm like, all right, fuck. Let me go drop Brooklyn home. go grab you a pack of tuna, drop it off right here, feed you, and try to figure it out.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So I'm pinning him now, looking at his collar. I don't know who he belongs to. I'm knocking on the doors in front of the, like, where I find the cat. But Reggie, sorry, no disrespect if you're watching this original.
Original. So you got the name off the tag there.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I had on this tag.
All he had was his name, nothing else.
Red.
So, what the fuck does that do? All right, I found Reggie. Who do I call?
Yeah.
Reggie.
Call me if you want.
On his own. So I'm knocking on the doors. No one's answering. So I'm like, all right. At this point, I kind of want to give up because I don't want to call Humane Society because if no one claims the cat.
That's a whole scene and shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put him down, I think. I just want to put him there. You know, I'd rather him be free. So I'm like on the phone with Julian just trying to figure out what we're going to do. And then he's just like, yo, honestly, you may just have to leave it. You fed him. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And this random guy comes like while I'm on the phone, he comes from behind me and just like swoops in and picks him up. I said, what the hell? I said, oh, sir, is this your cat? He's like, yep. He kind of walks away. Like, literally didn't even address me. I was like,
that's crazy. Like, yo, come on, gang. Come on.
So he came through and you're like watching this cat? Like, you're...
I'm literally like, if this is him, like, hand on Reggie's head, like, petting him on the phone saying, yo, like, should we call him? Should I, I was debating, like, bringing him to the house to say, yo, remember, it's over the whole weekend he's been out here.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And he nyammed up the tuna. Like, he's literally, okay, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
So he scoops him up and he walks away. I'm literally on the phone with Julian. I said, yo, I'm just gonna cry. Yo.
Hey, boy.
No respect.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of confused, and I was just like, oh, is this your cat? He's like, yeah, and then he called his name, said, Reggie, come on. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Then I'm kind of following him because I have to walk the same direction to get back to the crib.
Awkward.
And I see him just, like, dropping back in the bush. I was like, wait, he's definitely outside cat, but, like, what the fuck? Kind of like,
whoa.
What's happening here?
That's strange.
Anyways, days go by. I walk by the area. I still see Reggie in the bush, so I pop by. So, Reggie, what's up? He comes out bush, says hi. He goes back in.
Really, Reggie Bush.
Yo, that's the best.
Oh, you didn't know that you were saying that the whole time? No. I'm like, oh, good work. That was good. No, Reggie in the bush. No.
Wow.
Reggie fucking Bush.
Yo, dude, I thought I'd hand it to you on the silver platter.
No. That's yours. So you can have that one.
I'll tell you. Damn, finders keepers.
Barely. So Reggie Bush in the bush. And anyways, today... we're on the balcony and Julian hears a fucking meow. Looks down. Fucking little boy is Reggie.
Original.
I pulled up to the crib. He knows where we live now. So I come outside, gave him some tuna.
It's the tuna dispenser, man.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Hit that shit.
It's all hit the market. Right? Yeah. This is the first time he pulled up to the house. Because the first time he was behind our crib. And then the next time I seen him out, he was lost. And every time I saw him, he was just in that same area. Not, like, I know where he lives now. So now I think he found out where we lived, and I fed him. He came up to me. You see how he ran out of the bush? I said, Reggie, come here. And I walked away, and he's following me like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's my dog, man. We locked in. I forgot why I started the story, but
I'm dead.
There's a, man, he hit him with twins.
And they're going to be like, stop eating my fucking cat. I sounded that type of stuff, that interaction.
That's a fact.
He's fine.
That's too far from home, man. You gotta, man. And it's
I think cats are independent, man.
They do that.
They on their business, man. They got all their papers straight, their license checked, their life together. Dogs be fucking, worthless outside.
She screams for Perry.
Perry!
So what does Perry do? Does she jump in to save her? Look, she heads for the door. Michelle is left alone to defend herself.
Unless you're a wolf, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But also, you know who else is independent? Falcons.
All day, man.
And I don't want to see Reggie in the air, man.
Gonna get his, huh?
No, it's personal,
But Reggie might, you know what I mean? Come through with that Southpaw.
Man, yeah, remember that video?
Yeah.
Peace on the dog.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's a different cat because even when I went outside with a tuna, he's standing up on his 2 feet like Brooklyn.
Mm.
Like, waiting for, you've seen it, right? Mm-hmm, waiting for me to drop it.
Yep.
So he was different. And he pieced Brooklyn up the first time I seen
really?
Him.
Really?
Pop, pop.
Because he was on his stomach, so Brooklyn's going up to him thinking he's Nala.
Pop, pop.
But.
You just made that assumption for Brooklyn right there. Like, oh, he thought he was Nala, so that's why he's
cat.
Every cat.
Yeah. No. He knows it's another Nala. He knows it's another cat. Okay. Like, this is his first time seeing another cat. Like, the first time he saw Nala was the first time he reacted. Like, this is how he reacted, same way.
Oh,
like, doesn't know what the fuck it is, but he's like, wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. So this time, I'm like, hey, you notice the cat, but it's not Nala. So he's like, You seen him tweak on the balcony when he seen him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's his boy.
Yeah, it's his boy, yeah.
Where's Reggie?
Yeah, he's like, kill him.
Don't be worried, man.
I don't know where is he.
Oh, shit.
I've been wondering if worried. Dogs like look at us as like big dogs or like fucking like people, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But other animals, and I guess they know the difference. When a dog see a dog, it's home.
Mm-hmm.
But like we were saying before, my dog sees squirrels like he's fucking not even there.
Yeah, he just loses his mind. He ignores him.
Yeah, right.
He
just.
Oh,
you see another dog, nigga.
Now when Cass sees squirrels, he be trying to get at them.
Yeah, they know.
So I think I thought that was like a dog thing. Like they just chase squirrels.
Nah, dude, you gotta let us know, man.
Yeah, you gotta let us know, man. They know the difference though between this a squirrel and this a cat and this is another dog.
I used to think for so long cats and dogs don't get along.
Mm. I thought it was like notorious, notorious war for years.
It was like a myth.
I thought it was a Crip versus Blood War type
shit. Yeah.
Cat dog?
Was it that what it called?
Cat dog. I watched that. I was watching.
Weird concept, man.
Yeah. I was watching on the regular. No, but yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cat was doing cat things, dog was doing dog things, but they had to learn to be one.
Mm-hmm. Was it on here?
Yeah, that's a concept. So,
Was it on here we brought up Ugly Little Martians or something?
No.
No, it was a...
Ugly Little Martians. You remember Ugly Little Martians? And Young Lloyd? Lloyd the Space Martian?
Yes.
Lloyd?
You remember Lloyd the Space Martian?
Dude, this guy?
No, Lloyd.
No, this is Ugly Little...
You said Ugly Little Martians?
Martians, right?
But Ugly Martians, there we go.
I said but Ugly Martians.
I said Ugly Little Martians. Same, dude.
Nah, I do not remember this.
Man, you remember this?
But Ugly Martians? No,
but
bro.
But Ugly for sure.
For sure. I've never seen this.
Really?
I feel like this is light, nightmare inducing for a child.
Nah, because we had a reboot.
Yeah, reboot was scary
This up that alley. This look reboot-esque.
Reboot was scary as hell.
Reboot didn't. Like, if I
watched
it. No, I would say scary.
I didn't like reboot at all, man.
What was the nigga with the orange hair?
Lloyd.
The boss? Was he the boss?
I can't tell you.
I remember their name.
She was kind of evil and shit.
Yeah, they had some weird shit. But yeah, Lloyd, I remember Lloyd.
Yeah, I know Lloyd.
He got the Waldo fit on. I never noticed that.
Yeah, Lloyd got that drip on.
Y'all ever did the Waldo books?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love those things.
Yes, man. That shit had me hooked.
To this day, I'll pick one up still. I'm not going to lie.
They'd be like, you got to read for an hour. I'm there trying to find Waldo and shit. Like, it's a book, motherfucker.
And I'd find them, too, man.
For real.
I'd find them. That and I Spy, those were my two books. I was like, when we had to go to the library and they're like, you go pick up a book, I picked up I Spy.
Bro, everyone's just charging for that, man. You
that's
never want to last for it because then you're going to start a fucking stampede.
Yeah.
You do the swift walk.
Then they want to ask you what book you're going for. And I'm just like, chill, man.
Just going to watch my book, man. Corner, see it when you see it. Speaking of dogs, man, our sister just.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking. Handled a dog birth by herself.
She did it herself?
Seven puppies, yeah. She's just there doing the shit, pulling it out, cutting sacks and shit.
YouTube is definitely...
Yeah, man, she knows her shit, man.
That's amazing, though. Shout out to her. That's good.
Yeah, all day. That's what I said.
That's good, man.
Oh, hey, couldn't be me, man. She's really about her shit. Puppy, she have a Pitsky. Seven little puppies.
Nice. Seven puppies. Husky Pitbull.
Nice.
Make that little flip and shit.
Yeah, a little
You think your dog should, like... celebrate the success of the sales of her offspring.
Yeah, she
you
should definitely get a whole fresh turkey. Live if she wants it.
Unleash the turkey.
I'm gonna turn around. You could literally do your thing tonight. I'm gonna come back later, you know?
Just leave him in the room with a turkey and see what happens.
Whatever you want, dog. Like, literally, I just,
it's PETA, that's him.
No, that's
I think that's nature.
Nature.
It's the cycle.
Bro, it's like
bunnies.
No, like, you know...
what you mean by that?
You know, like, nature shows and shit. I'm sure they set up that they bring a mouse to a fucking hungry cat. You know what I mean?
It's true, yeah.
They set these things up.
The mouse walks around freely in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, right, nigga.
You're
not a studio mouse?
Yeah. Niggas be go. Yeah, why is it okay to put a poor little... What they do? Mice?
Bro, they be dipping mice in piranha tanks. Live mice.
Yeah, that's they don't. Swim,
and you buy it, you buy my and get 12 live mice.
Yeah,
you gotta feed my snake and shit.
Yeah, it's true.
And you look like, bro. It look. Yeah,
fuck mice, anyways.
Oh, well, yeah. What do they do for real?
Yeah, like fuck them shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, feel that.
Yeah,
yo, I never understood. Go ahead, before I change it.
I respect the field mouse. the moppy ones?
Why?
They're cute.
I mean, they're pretty cute. So.
They're cute AF.
So
honestly.
What? So what?
Then we had mice traps, mouse traps.
Well, mouse trap.
The mouse traps, yeah, in our garage. I felt
you did the sticky joints or you did the traps?
No, I think sticky's worse, man. They're just sitting there still looking at you in the morning, shit breaking. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
Mouse trap, you don't even know what happened.
It's true.
You're just like, boom, you're a fucking caterpillar.
Unless it just gets your fucking arm and they're just there like...
True.
It was painful. I remember,
But our mouse problem was not a mouse trap solution. Mm-hmm. Too many mice. There's a fucking just...
Really?
We backed onto a ravine. It's just like an open hole. Somehow, nigga, there's just like a hallway straight to our garage.
So you had to do the bison.
Not even. We had to like just find a... They patch it up.
Patch the hole.
Yeah patch it up. Clean up whoever's in our house. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they just kind of stopped. But it was bad, man.
Damn.
It was to the point where, it's funny because in the vlog, one of the cats in there says, I just want to let y'all know we got rats in our backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And Zach's like, wait, he's kind of freaking out. And I found it funny now because we're talking about
this.
I don't know if my garage would say, honestly, watch. Mice.
Yeah, watch out. Don't get too comfortable in here.
Bro, you'd open it up and one went,
can't do that, man. Too much fast. If I just saw a slow walking mouse, I'm like, okay, this is predictable. He's going to.
No, but they quick,
They go.
Shoot up your leg and shit. Yeah. You never want to have rats.
Nah.
I'll have mice. I don't want no damn rat.
I don't think I've ever had rats.
Nah, I've never had a rat.
I feel like it's not a house
problem.
Yeah,
I had a mouse,
If you have a rat, dog, you know what I mean? Like,
you're not going to have one either, bro.
You're going to have rats.
And you better. Bro, how big are the holes in your establishment that you have them? You have them?
No, but rats don't have backbones, right?
Oh,
like, they don't have a spine. Like, they got a flexible spine. Yeah, you know? So it's I'm pretty sure they got to be able to squeeze in the holes that don't look like they can accompany them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would make sense. That would be the. Yeah.
I'm on some fucking. Bro, I'm sorry.
Just don't come in my house. No uninvited animals, man. No uninvited wildlife. I always fear like a bird just flies into my shit.
Yeah, I do.
What do you do?
Well, I'm swatting. I'm doing
swatting a bird. No, you can't do that.
Not trying to hit him, but just like, you know what I mean? Like, don't come this way.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I speak to animals, man. On a certain level.
So you're going like this then?
I don't know, man. Like, the same way that raccoon is in the garage and I'm just waiting to park, I literally said to him, I said, yo, man, take your time. It's raining out there. I'll wait here. You got to leave.
Mm.
He walked out.
Respectful.
That's what's up, man.
I was in there for maybe 10 minutes, honestly, 15 minutes waiting for his raccoon to walk out.
Respectful.
I never understood how eagles, they see very far. They can see a fucking mouse from the sky. What does it look like? To them, what does your view look like? You know what I mean? I see as far as I can, and I just get this like vision of, you know what I mean? Just
right.
But like, what do you see? You're seeing?
It's got
7 miles that way. Isn't that distracting? Like, if I'm just seeing a fucking Ford Fiesta ripping it right now,
I'm just like red.
You know what I mean? Or do you zoom in? Do they zoom out?
Yeah,
and shit?
It gotta be like a sniper rifle scope.
You know what I mean? And they be just like, they come up with something every time.
Wow,
it's. I don't know, man.
Mm. Let me just Google eagle view so we get.
And also,
what does it look
just
like?
On the topic of that, how would we figure that out?
You got to break down an eagle eye, man. See how it's built. Oh, wait, what's this?
Really?
So I think if you look at the science behind the eye, okay, I got this. This is like, you know, concave or convex and shit, and they must be, you know, I feel you would never actually know, but they're gonna assume this is the idea.
Because dogs have dogs.
Dogs barely see color. Probably looked at a dog eyeball one day. He ain't got the colored.
Okay, makes color sense. Effect.
Yeah, we'll never
know, man.
I ain't
really interested though, man.
My stomach is talking right now. If y'all hear that on the mic, I apologize.
I can't hear that.
Okay, bless.
Also, like, how do you know? How big does the world, like, that building looks regular to me because I know what a building looks like. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Does a house look huge or big to this bird? Like, you know what I mean?
That's what, yeah.
I feel you, man.
I would hope they could control it because I feel like being up in the air and like flying, I feel like you kind of want to have a wide POV.
Yeah, and then zoom in. I'm like, oh, is that a little movement?
Yeah.
They're seeing left and right. Like, and then
imagine you're just trying to like go to your car and you're just seeing like fucking 40 miles out. Like, bro, I can't see where I'm actually trying to go. Like, what does this look like?
Yeah.
But they only see left and right, and then to see straight, they got to look to the right.
That'd be kind of crazy if your eyes were just on the side of your... You're just having a conversation, making eye contact.
Like, what if my eyes were really on my ears, so the whole time I just had to face forward?
What if my eyes were really on my ears?
Like an eagle. Like, they're on the side of my head. Like
when y'all make eye contact, y'all be looking at one eyeball?
Yeah.
You look at the bridge of their nose.
No, I look at one eyeball.
I get distracted. I was switching eyeballs. I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah. I switch, yeah.
Choosing the eyeball to look at.
I look at... You look at...
You look at the bridge.
Then you choose one. I choose one closest to me.
Yeah,
I
choose an eyeball. Yeah,
and actually, I'm going to the closest one, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to the closest one.
Oh, shit, sorry.
One.
Do it, fucking.
Hold your eyeball. Look at two.
Yeah, I choose an eyeball.
Closest eyeball, yeah.
I'll switch, though. Like, if we're having a conversation, like, I'll look at both. Not super fast, but
yeah.
I might look away, and then when I'm looking
at both your eyeballs, hey, nigga, stop. I told a story when I got suspended for not looking at, I mean, for not looking at my teacher in the eye. Sorry.
What? No.
I didn't tell you that story?
Is that what happened? No.
I didn't get suspended, but I got sent to the office, and then I explained my story. I was that kid getting sent to the office for, like, the dumbest shit, and when I'm sitting in the vice principal's office or whoever it is, I'm saying, this is why I got sent here.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Call that girl.
And ask.
Fucking Anna. I know her first name. Call Anna.
I got sent there for not having the pencil, so I was asking for a pencil. He sent me there. He was just tight that day. I understood.
A lot of personal reasons from his teachers, man.
Bro, yeah.
It's a lot. Teaching is a lot.
It was my media arts teacher, and she was getting mad at me for whatever reason. So she's like, come here. Let me talk to you. She had a different type of passion for me because...
That's one way to look at it.
She had a different type of passion for me, straight up. Like, I understood, like, she really liked me and just wanted me to, you know, do well. Just do well. Nice. I was already doing good, and I was like, you know, like, she got whatever. Anyways. So she's talking to me, and then she's like, look at me when I'm talking to you. I'm like, I'm looking at you. But, like, she always had, you know, the spit connected thing with the lip. A little spit connects to the lip, and every time he opens up, it's still connected like venom.
And it'd be like moving around and shit, literally like a paste.
And it goes over to the right side, left side, and I'm just
sometimes it should shoot on your shirt.
Yeah,
bro said like venom.
Just want to go like this to her lips and just fucking clean it for her. So I'm easily distracted, and I just had a problem with looking, making direct eye contact with people.
So you're looking at her mouth is what you're about to say.
I'm looking at everything. So I'm looking at everything, and I'm like, this is too much. And I look away. So she's like, look at me, I'm talking to you. And I said, I can't. And then she says, that's like, basically saying, I'm not asking, I'm telling you. And I said, it's too weird for me. And she's like,
you said that. How old are you?
I said grade 11, grade 10.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like a U.
No.
About to say as a U, that's pretty, yourself.
Something's off.
Yeah. It doesn't feel right.
And I said, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, that's good.
And then she's like, she says, when we're having a strict conversation, you look me in my eye, like that's showing me the respect of her.
Which I don't agree with. I don't have to stare you in your eye.
Yeah.
But I think, if I give you majority eye contact, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I'm standing there. I was just like, it's too much for me. Like, I'm hearing you. She's like, look me in my eye. And I said, honestly, it feels like you want to kiss me.
Oh yeah, I kind of get that.
Huh?
I kind of get it. So that's why you were sent to the office.
You get that one? Huh? It's too personal. Like, bro,
you walked to the office, he sent me down because she sent me down because I wasn't looking in her eye. Yeah. Bro, nigga. Yeah. That's how it started.
I didn't want to look her in her eye because I said it feels too intimate.
That's not what you say, nigga.
I definitely said it feels like you want to kiss me.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not saying that in that setting. I'm just saying it's like, and the thing about her, man, she had a problem with talking to kids like close to their face.
I was going to say, I smell that teacher coffee breath and shit, man.
She had a problem with that, man.
Breath, man.
And I was just like, man, like, I'm hearing you, bro. And I gave her respect, man. I really liked her as a teacher as well. Still do. Still said hi even after I graduated. Like, you know. But just that day, I was just like, bro, whatever. And I was in a silly, goofy mood, so whatever. But I personally can't make eye contact like that.
Have y'all met, have you ever met Keisha Shante?
No.
Yeah.
You did?
No. Met her mom.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to her house. Young child. That was the cringiest. It's like my earliest cringe moment. Mm. I remember because she lived like down the street from us, and it was like, this was like old. Four and shit, so it's Keisha Shanti time, you know what I mean?
She
just left Fletcher's or whatever, nigga, that date range. Somehow my mom knew that she lived like around the corner. So she said, let's go to her house and say hi and shit. Why?
Yeah, that's different.
We all walk over and shit, and she like rings the doorbell and everything. And she's like asking for her, the mom comes out, hey,
Keisha Shante, da da da. She's like, no, she's not here. It was just cringe city. I don't even remember. Oh, I think I stayed on the sidewalk and I was like fucking like seven or some shit.
So y'all didn't go with the angle of like just neighbors? Y'all just went.
No, we
y'all
went neighbors. Like, we definitely had to like cross the intersection and shit, make a couple of turns. Yeah, I didn't even know how she found out the exact house.
I know how.
Before the net and shit.
Adrian. Because Adrian went to school. Someone on our block went to school with her.
Mm.
And my mom was just like asking. And I remember.
Your mom was a big fan.
Yeah, I think she's a clout chaser.
Yeah, clout chaser. Man.
Okay.
She's on the BT and shit.
Right.
She's like, yo, let's go. And honestly, if our house is, it's literally just crossing over the intersection, one turn, and it's literally right there.
Mm.
So we go up there, and I'm sitting on the, like, the stairs and shit, or like up on the stairs where she opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, I seen that girl's head from upstairs, like go like this.
Oh.
And then fucking swipe back. You know how you check, like, who is that?
Yeah.
And my mom's just like, oh, like, yeah, whatever. I just want to say hi. And I'm like, bro, that's a grown woman.
I didn't even want to say hi.
Not under
these conditions.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
Grown woman telling her, like, bro, no. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, man, this feels so wrong. And when she closed that door, I wanted to say, why'd you bring
me? I said, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Got ripped.
I think it was just me and you then. I don't think we didn't roll as a pack.
Mm.
It may have just been me and you. I was on the stairs looking in their crib.
Tanisha might have been. It might have been mostly for Tanisha. Mm.
Tanisha was a fan?
Yeah. Wow, who knows?
Yeah.
That was the first time I saw a camera on the house.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is legit, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Prime time 2006-ish. Maybe 7. I don't even know, man. I'll never do that. Unless I see 5-star stunner.
Yeah, the stunner live right there. Okay, that's something good.
I'm not going to stunner house. It's like stunner man.
Speaking of houses on cameras or cameras on houses and shit, man.
Mm.
If you're in an apartment situation, I guess it doesn't really apply to houses and shit. But in an apartment situation, your neighbors will be right across the hall and shit. The door's facing yours.
Mm-hmm.
They want to install the fucking Ring camera and shit.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, all you're doing is getting packages. And what's the big deal? It's a fucking door. Leave it at the door. Whatever.
Yeah.
They got the Ring cameras and then, you know, it has that motion tracker notification. So, you know, someone's walking by your door, your house, whatever. And you get the notification on your phone.
Yep.
Right.
So my neighbors across from me would just, they had the Ring camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew every time I opened the door, pick up some food, any fucking movement, I was just like, the thought was, okay, I'm being watched. I got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't just walk out willy-nilly, make sure the pants is all the way up,
yeah.
Butt crack tucked, everything.
Right.
I'm feeling ashamed of how many times I'm getting food off my doorstep and shit, like a dirt bag and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. There should be some type of...
Don't... You know what I mean? Like...
You know what there should be?
What are you, Hillary Clinton?
Maybe like a ceiling ring camera. For like...
There you go.
That, you know, just shows like your little... What is that? Welcome mat? Yeah. Shows like that view. You know what I mean?
That'd be better view. Like, who the fuck is this? Hey, nigga, I got a thing for you.
Hey, what up, man?
What up, damn?
I got it. Just so, because when you're in a... You're right, man. You kind of invading other people's privacy and shit.
In my shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And mic'd up, too, and shit. Mm-hmm. You just... in wherever you are across the world and shit, just like, this fucking guy again. Can you believe this guy?
I'd be like, every time I go out, you don't have my consent. Every time, man. You gotta blur me out.
I have a house and shit. Yeah, I get it. I don't want to come downstairs and shit.
Or just see who's coming in and out.
Oh,
recording.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
No one's breaking into an apartment. I don't sleep.
What, are you going to beat your door down in front of four other doors, like right there?
You're going to get caught.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't make... And it's gated. Like, it's not really... Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But if you have children, maybe you want to make sure they're not hanging out.
They don't.
Tough.
Yeah,
I'm
off them. I'm on just like, why it might work. But anyways, I swear.
Get it how you gonna get it. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, keep me out of it for real.
For sure. Yeah.
keep me out of it. For real.
I can't believe security cameras are still as bad as they are today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still, like, we're looking for this man. 4 pixels.
Yeah.
I don't know this nigga, man.
But I wonder why that is.
And they have good cameras, too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they have small cameras nowadays. Yes.
You asked the nigga. Stick a fucking GoPro on your wall.
Come on,
I do a lot better job than what y'all got.
Yeah. You guys had a security. Why are the cameras so bad? I just love the chase.
I don't want him to give it all of it.
You know, in movies, when like someone's like, it's like a cop and a best friend and like DA or whatever.
Yeah.
And his, what do they call him? His partner or his,
partner
gets smoked and now it's like everything's personal.
But then
at the end of the movie, it's always a fucking partner behind that shit.
It's like, nigga, you alive? First off, what up, man? Not only are you
alive. Not only you're a snake, nigga.
They're alive.
You're still here? You got me crying for no reason and shit.
Yeah, I like when it gets personal, man. You see them clocking in like after work and shit. Yeah, taking her personal car to the store and shit.
Yeah, I gotta find this motherfucker.
They go crazy and shit sometimes.
Yeah, it's always fucking raining, man.
You're losing it.
Dog, I got...
No, I'm not!
There's a limit to what we can tell people on here, right? Like, I have to draw the line somewhere.
You know what? There is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
there is. And I think, you know, sometimes you're gonna dip over.
Stick a toe in and shit.
You want to stick a toe in and see what's what.
Stick a toe in right now, boys.
What?
I don't even know what you about to.
Hey, man. It's just prawn is in the water.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's always the magic of editing and shit.
It's just true. Yeah, there is.
When you tell it, it's just.
it's just there's, as you know, as life goes on, there's more and more situations that you find yourself in that you just kind of laugh because you're like, yo. Never in a million years I thought I'd be saying this. Never in a million years I thought this would be a conversation that I gotta have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had one of those conversations.
Before you say that, I love when you tell some shit, shaky shit, and niggas are like, yeah! And they feel me. And you be like,
I just had a conversation with a friend of mine that I didn't feel that I'd ever have to have. Mm. And it was a sensitive one.
Okay.
Sensitive topic.
You're not giving us nothing.
Yeah.
Come on,
you still
bro.
Trying to figure out if you can tell it, man. I get it.
I'll tell you how to next episode, man.
Say that, man.
Oh, real deal?
I was playing. But, it was just, I was checking out my partner. I haven't seen him in a minute.
Okay.
And, you know, slide on through to his base, and we finally come back in Toronto. And I go to his crib, and I'm just like, my first question was like, "You got a dog?"
I was surprised seeing a new dog, nigga. He just was not accounted for.
Right?
You have this nigga the whole time.
Yeah.
When this one dropped, you know, you don't know. Yeah, I never knew. Personally, I never knew. But it instantly brought me back to. Old good old times of my childhood because I had a lot of old dogs and I'd run
These
fucking dogs are like family dogs, not ours but friends like my dad's or whatever. So anyways, I'm in my boy crib and I see this dog walk over and I said, shit, it moving awful slow.
Okay.
Walking over to me, I'm just like
little bone biscuit
going on. Yeah, a little limp biscuit going on. I'm just like
heard you.
And I seen the picture for what it really was. And I said, okay, for sure. So the
back of the day throwback. It's very healthy.
Goofy, yeah, you know, man.
You don't get the fucking jitters. Like, this nigga just taking his time. And I just said, yo, fucking, I just felt the energy in the room shift. Because he finally entered. And I was just like, damn, okay, for sure. But I was, you know, getting caught up with my daughter, just seeing him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we chilling in the car, we catching up. It starts raining, of course. And the whole time, I'm just thinking in my head, I'm just like, man, I just gotta see his vibe. You know, it's always tough to like ask a friend about something.
Touchy questions.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel, but
that's
a
family member.
It's a family member. Your dad is gonna be a family member.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I just, you know, just me and Julian were just there, we're in the car, and then he's heading out. It's like, all right, man. I'll see you later, whatever. And he walks away, and it's just something in my heart. Just like, the further he was getting, it was my heart was like, no, man, call him back.
So, window goes up, window comes back down.
Yeah. Our window's all the way up. It wasn't even down. Okay. He was in the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, it's just the wipers.
He's just looking at him through the window now.
He already walked away. I can't see
your hand
anything.
Is on it.
Yeah. It's just me and Julian, my hands on the horn. I said, what we doing, man? You got to say it before he gets to the fence. He said, we got to do it. I said, beep, beep. The wipers. Rain still. He starts walking back. He looks. You know what song he's at? Look at that.
Yeah.
Song?
Mm-hmm.
He walks over. That's when we drop the windows.
Holla at you, man.
Hey, you gotta drop that dog.
Hey, you gotta drop it.
Yeah, put that dog down.
That's a tough convo, man. That's a tough sentence to get out, man. So kudos to you for that, man.
Your
heart was in the right place.
You gotta understand.
Oh, my days. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from.
So the limp was this.
Yeah.
The limp was. It just looked like the dog is. It just. It.
It was seen better days.
It seen better days, and I'm just like, yo. Personally,
mm-hmm.
I've seen dogs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Julian had a dog like that,
mm-hmm.
or cat. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had to put it down, but it was just like. It's hard to go bring your cat and yeah. or your dog your yeah. pet and say, yo. That's
a serious drive.
Nah, for sure.
So I'm like, yo, maybe he just needs to hear it one more time. I was like, yo, honestly.
Yeah, put that dog down,
like
that
experience. I feel like, you know, it's about that time, right?
Yeah. Time to dog. Nah, I feel you.
And I just hated that it was raining. Yeah. I'm just fucking in the car like a mob member.
Yeah, you couldn't wait for the skies to clear up a little bit. Like,
oh, man.
Sunday morning.
Fucking put a hit out on the dog, man. I felt terrible. But, you know, we had a conversation. And yeah. then,
how did he respond? How did
the... He said... No, I'm real stupid. He just said, he knew.
He knew. Okay.
He said, yeah, he knew, but it was hard.
That's good then.
Yeah, so sometimes you just got
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
A little denial.
Yeah.
I try to nudge you to off your dog.
Yeah, for no, it was very prematurely. So your dog's about coming to that time, man. You got to start thinking about it, man. Bro, the nigga 2 years old.
So you know I was already in that.
You're in that mode.
Knocking down dogs and shit.
But my dog, he just jumped up the couch, back down the couch.
Yeah, came back up again. He almost didn't make it, actually.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah. But shout out my dog, man. You know who you are, man.
That's big, day, man. That's big,
and the actual dog.
Yeah.
And the actual dog, man, because, yeah, it's a family member. And again, man, we had to do that. We had to put our dog down. And that wasn't easy to do.
I've done it a few times.
Tyson.
That nigga did. Nah, nigga, he got hit by a whip.
Remember, he got called. And he said, yeah, do it. Because
mm-hmm.
dad called him when he was there, and they froze him or some shit like that.
Whoa.
I don't know, man.
Something happened when they're there, and he said, yo. Actually, no. Yeah, maybe he may have ended it already. Sorry.
Is it if someone sees like a, you know, I mean, limpy dog,
mm-hmm.
way past expiration? Is that like mm-hmm. a cruelty thing? Like, hey, man, you know what I mean? Or is it like, is it cruel to put them down? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's their bones. They don't know. They're just like, yo, why does it hurt?
Like humans get down and shit. It's like, man, I'm fucking up, but I'm still here. I'm gonna fight through it.
Put me in a wheelchair or put me in like I need extra. Dogs can't say I need extra help.
That's
ridiculous. The body language is a powerful language, man.
That's very
interesting. Yeah, and that nigga body was
speaking that shit.
Language, yeah,
but what he just said, like as a human, you still be like
limping and shit.
You just mm-hmm. you know,
but
some be people with the machine and the breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
And shit.
Yeah, some mm-hmm. people, yeah.
Well, I mean, they can't.
Is a dog's life worth less than humans?
No. But they last. We last longer.
I'm gonna say this. In our world as humans, no, a dog's life is not worth more than a human's life. But just
the way things are set up, the way we got it set up.
You know what I'm saying? But like in the universal grand scheme of just the earth, I think it should be the same, but it's our shit.
It's a bug's life. Fucking ant, Sheldon.
Don't ask Sheldon, because that nigga grabbed the boots. Don't ask him.
Seven tries.
That's a good point there, brother. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's real deal, man.
I just think we have to make the best guess. And it's just bringing them to a doctor and saying, yo, is this, how can I help? You know what I mean? Like, how can I help this dog?
Because
there's a point where your bones aren't working and you're not.
Yeah.
And you're struggling. Yeah.
This is like a pull up. Like, who's like doing the appraisal on your dog? Like, squeezy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's time for this one to
about pack I think it's definitely your assessment of just obviously knowing the dog throughout his life.
Yeah.
Knowing what how he was and or how she was before. And then I think you do got to bring it to the vet. And you can't just say, hey, put my dog down.
They probably do checks.
Like, they're going to check it out and be like, okay.
Yeah. I just wondered if a nigga just brought a dog in way too early. He's like, just.
Hey, man.
Newborn. Say, hey, just put them down.
I'm moving.
Press the button under the counter. Yeah. Okay, I will. Check it out. Pete on the way. Nigga trying to murder a dog.
Fucking brand new.
he's it's about
that's
time.
Fucking hilarious, man. Nah, they'll definitely call the feds on you.
Nah, mm-hmm. they'll probably take the dog. Like, they'll be like, hey, we can take him from you. They'll probably say that. Shelter.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not ready to go? No. Okay, get him back. Yeah. you'll kill him. Niggas putting birds down and shit or what? What's the deal with that
birds?
Shit?
Birds? Yeah, all right. Shit, my dad put one down to shoot.
heavy topics on this episode, guys. Bro, I was literally raised to be detached from pets. I feel like 2 is like my first
love.
You'd be ooh.
Like my first time back being like, all right, come here, you little nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of different when you have a family dog. So like everyone's just
fucking with them.
Yeah, man. And my family just fucking with his dog. So like they made a grumpy dog. So I'm like, I didn't want to deal with this guy. He literally used to just hide in the bathroom. Fucking Chico. Big fat ass Pomeranian for some
you know,
reason.
That's just a real thing, man.
But it's just a family dog. So I'm like, I don't really have a, like, yeah, we make jokes and shit. Past, hey, Chico, man, what's up, boy? Feed him and shit.
But you're not like connected.
Yeah. Because it happened. Super pet guy. And then like, my fucking, we had a budgie.
What is
birds? Little budgie bird. Little, you know, the
it's a bird.
The classic
yeah.
pet birds. You seen budgies before?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah, there you go. yeah, but they just die like fucking bugs. They just, they're a very fragile bird or whatever. They just be passing out and shit. Yeah. My sister ran over a bird. One bird, like, got like, another one got sick and, like, you know what I mean, got tossed out and shit. That's probably not the right protocol.
Yeah.
But it was the 90s.
Yeah, my dad's Jamaican, man.
We had lovebirds, lived a little longer, but that only made it hurt more when the motherfuckers was dying. We had two lovebirds. One had a heart attack in front of us. Birds have hearts and attacks.
And they get attacked?
Yeah.
Gave away that. They gave away the other bird and shit. That hurt, nigga. And we get a cat. New house, new experience. Day one. New house, new school. You know what I mean? You want to hold on to, you know, I got my family shit. No friends here, obviously. I got my cat, at least. Day one, fucking cat scratches a new couch. Holes in the leather couch. This is my dad's prized possession.
Oh, mustard. No. Mustard seed yellow.
Mustard seeds, leather, you know what I mean?
It's leather so drip. Real,
leather drip.
Man, you can't
this is like my dad's pride and joy, the centerpiece of the house.
Yeah, and it's like paella, a lot of scratched. Money.
Bro, my dad came home. I think we talked about this. Came home, shoes still on.
Boots still tied.
Cat up.
Cat up.
Cat to the fucking pound.
Cat fucking
cat giveaway center. Yeah. Or whatever. That nigga took. I just couldn't believe that nigga. I'm like, damn.
A part of me wants to say the engine was still running. It's like
he knew
the
something car was up.
Yeah. Was
he like, knew bro. Something was up. Let me check this first.
There's definitely no warming up of the vehicle for sure.
Yeah. I had to go back downstairs. I said, was someone just here? And where the fuck's the cat?
Two things.
Just no patience whatsoever.
Bro, no mistakes, man.
No mistakes.
Yeah, get him off the way. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
We got our first dog, Tyson. RIP, man. But he got hit by a car. Sad as shit. Yeah, what am I? You know what I mean?
My fucking abuelo, man.
But no tears, nothing, man. Siobhan was real scarred. He was fucked up.
That was my dog, man. Yeah. Tyson felt like my actual like first dog. I was like, okay. When I found out I rock with dogs more than I rock with cats. Because our cat was, again, just fucking scratching us. I couldn't talk to it.
Independent, man.
I'm going to tell you, like, Nala, like, changed my life.
Next level cat.
Yeah, because you could pick her up. I've never picked up a cat before because they're just so, like, you know?
Yeah, like you don't want
to. Bro, we had this one cat named Cookie, just monster, bro. Yeah. Like, why are you a monster? We brought you here.
We got them claws in.
Yeah, everything, man.
But nah, man, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, and then we got two more dogs. Don't really, not to say don't care about them, but everyone's just fucking around with them, not raising them right. So it's just, it was just a mess, man. So
I feel like our Pomeranians, their coat didn't come in like the pamphlet said it would. Like, they didn't look like every other Pomeranian is like big, fluffy, shiny coats and shit. I'm like, bro, these are like dishcloths, these dogs, bro. It's just they look well fed but malnourished at the same time.
They're like all different.
Are people out here still declawing cats and shit?
I was about to ask.
In this world of getting in trouble and shit.
Like themselves?
No. You never do that yourself. But like you take a cat to, you know what I mean, the cat place and be like, oh, you wanna take these claws out.
Wait, you take out the claws?
Yeah. Declawed. It is a painful thing that like they literally rip the fucking root of the.
Oh.
If the cat's asleep, it's a surgery and shit, and then, like, you can't.
Oh, wow. I didn't. I thought you just cut them.
You trim the nails, but you can trim the cat nails.
Yeah.
Cut the cat nails, but I wouldn't do it, man.
Damn, I didn't. Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's fucked up.
I don't want to be living with these claws, though. I just wouldn't get a cat. That's my thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a cat.
These sharp claws. Bro, when the cat decides it's time for you to. Feel something. Feel his wrath.
It's about how you raise them, I guess.
No. Bro, cats are mysterious creatures, man. A dog will attack you on the ground and it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a ground, that's his world. But a cat will climb your head.
Yeah.
A cat could easily just run up. Yeah. You ever seen them kids just come to school, just sliced open? Yeah, I'm a cat on the weekend. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Shelby.
Yeah, no, there's certain cats.
Get rid of this. This is abuse.
Quick. You can't even hear them, man.
doing a quick research, man. I'm seeing how long dogs have been domesticated. 14,000 years.
What does domesticated mean?
Like man, a dog with as humans. Pets? Like, you know what I mean? As okay. pets, yeah.
Okay.
The oldest fossils generally agreed to be domestic dogs date about 14,000 years.
How you know that?
They just be saying shit. I'm not good enough for me, nigga.
Yeah. Mm. It's something.
Look at the other answer right there versus dogs.
How long ago were cats domesticated versus dogs? Dogs are saying 20 to 40,000. Okay, you niggas need to agree on something. They're saying 20 to 40,000 years now.
And cats are just 10. That's why the cat was so fuck you up.
When the cat just staring at you different. I know the cat's thinking like, yo, if I was bigger, man, I'd take that down for real.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, no. I talk to my cat and my dog like a human, man, just to let them know, like, yo, if you were a human before, you know what I'm saying to you, man.
I rock with
you. You at least feel some shift in your...
Or something, man.
You know what I mean? Right here.
You fucking kidding me? You feel that. You know what I mean? Like, dogs will say, damn, I did. Like, I'm tripping, bro.
Like, you would be yelling at Nala, though? Like, hell discipline?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Hell yeah.
Does she react the way a dog does?
You don't even want to hear what I say to her. It's bad.
Tell me. Nala, she's so well-behaved.
Nala is annoying as hell, man. Because she's so cute. And it tears me up inside. Because when we go downstairs, she's fucking smart, man. She plays us. When we go downstairs, she knows her food bowl is downstairs. I'll go right there and meow. She gets food. I can't say no to her. I go upstairs. She runs upstairs. I call her names, man, because she'll run so quick around the stairs. And she'll almost trip us. Like, I'm like, Nala, I'll step on you. And like, if you run that close to me, like I'm going upstairs, she just runs there, but she's trying to beat me to show me that she wants water, like turn on the pipe for it. So it's just, I'm like, yo, you gotta be safe, man. I'll do whatever, just be safe about it, man. But
that's a complex lesson to teach a cat.
Yeah, it's hard, man, because she'll want to come inside a door. We open the door, but this door has to stay closed because for human reasons, she doesn't get that. Starts scratching at this. I'm like, bro, I just let you in here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's back me out and I want more water. I'm like, Nala, man, you got to have some respect for me, man.
She has no structure, man.
None, man. She has no structure. She just knows where she can get shit from. Sheldon comes over. Waiting at the door, man. Waiting at the door. I hear you yelling at her too. He's like, Nala, man, fuck. You can't go pee. Literally, you can't go pee without her saying, like, yo.
It's true.
Meow.
You'd never want a cat in heat.
What was that again?
Bro, they just fucking meow all fucking night. Yes, you don't remember this shit?
Yeah.
Bro, they just bro, all fucking night. Nigga, the whole house would just like be awake.
Yeah.
But still just trying to sleep through it.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, well, why were they in heat?
They're in heat. They're just trying, it's puberty, man. Trying to smash and shit. Speaking of animals, man, last thought of mine. You know what I'm saying? You got body issues and shit. I mean, you can't walk or some shit. You know what I mean? You get a service dog.
Okay.
Who cleans up after the service dog?
Oh, you just leave that shit.
You down bad. The dog's still gonna need dog things.
Wait, so what is the situation? Like, you're like, old and like—
I don't know. Okay, I guess two-part question. When do you get a service dog? Like, we get it if you're like, yo, my leg is fucked up or like, I can't walk no more. Do you get a service dog to help you?
There's partially emotional service dogs.
Emotional too, but yeah, you could pick up shit sad.
Pick
up shit sad.
It's gonna make me sad. It's gonna fuck me up even more.
But like, if you can't walk and shit, you got a service dog taking care of you. Like, who takes care of the dog and shit?
Yeah.
You can't see the dog like pouring his own food out and shit.
Truthfully, man, there's fucking elephants taking shit in the wild and no one's picking it up, so it's good. You're gonna be fine at the end of the day. It's really just about in your crib what you want. Like, if you want to leave it,
how much shit you want to leave on your floor?
Yeah. Or you get a fucking Dyson Roomba and just
that shit,
bro. You just put hear sick. Me out. You put the Dyson Roomba, but you elevate it and put it on some like proper wheels on like a skateboard. Just a UFO now, just. I don't know.
All day, man.
I'm good with that answer.
Listen, man, we got no ring camera moment of the week this week, man, but we do have this mural.
Mural?
Yeah, man, it's always a trippy one.
No.
Have some respect. You erase that, motherfucker. You erase that.
Oh, you my God.
Down, bro. It black.
Look at his hairline.
No,
nah,
that looks like fucking soda mist.
You're fucking sick for that.
I'm gonna piss my pants.
Yo, God bless the dead, but that was good, man. That was good.
Dude, it's not him.
This
is where the disrespect is. This is not me.
No, 100%. I'm fucking with that.
That's what you drew.
What you did.
Sell your tools, man.
No, bro. He literally left the paint cans there and said, y'all take this off.
Y'all just going nowhere. Let me just take a flick.
No, that's crazy, man. Yeah.
You did a good job on the sweater. Sweater's
he
not
did.
Bad.
The sweater's tough. I was going to say, the moon in the back looks sick, if anything.
Spent most of his time on that. Yeah. Oh, man. Hold on. I've seen this video. It's a Kobe mural.
Yeah. Dog, what the fuck? No,
man.
No, nah, if I do something like that, I'm not signing it at the bottom. I'm not leaving my
Christmas here.
Yeah, man. Some people just leave the paint cans alone
for all day, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bro, practice in the house and shit. Basement walls.
Sheet of paper.
This is Matt.
Bruh.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Very wholesome episode, man.
Yeah, yep.
You know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all gotta do, man. Jump up over there, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, man. Drop that 5-star review. You a real 5-star stunner. You know what I'm saying? Jump in the comments, man. Smash that keyboard and shit. Hit that thumbs up a bunch of times. Make sure you subscribe if you're not. Make sure that bell on. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All day, man. Shit, man. Let's leave something for the people with limpy dogs, man. Just a little piece of advice that's just gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got them. I'll leave y'all with this, man. Put that pooch down, man. If it's time, man.
Straight like that.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.